How many of these people are in the streets?
From the
Are these tulsi leaves red colored? What are they made of? Not tulsi.
These are the original beads that we got in New York when Prabhupada made the first initiations. There were no tulsi beads available.
That has some historic significance.
Not be very long. 6 feet.
Because you can now get tulsi beads from here, because it's really sticking with tulsi and not any other thing. Exactly.
Sure, Prabhupada chanted on these.
Now they're tulsi.
Prabhupada seems to be slightly bitter to them. He takes interest in other things and wants to speak.
You're feeling better today, Srila Prabhupada?
That Sirat says that let us see, apply the method of elimination. Eliminate the Sirat today and see what the effect is.
Sirat,
she says, they seem to be somewhat intoxicating.
Is it by the allopathic or by the...
Well, not the allopathic, because the Sirat has tonics. Every tonic has that effect.
The condition is not better.
That I think is due to the syrup. You say the intoxicating effect can be of the syrup only. Because in allopathy, there is some alcohol mixed always. Let us eliminate that today and see how the Ayurvedic medicine alone works. Nothing intoxicating in the Ayurvedic medicine.
I know one of the medicines had 25% caffeine.
Ayurvedic?
No, the allopathy.
Allopathy. The syrup that was brought.
Yeah, I'm not one of them.
One of them.
Depending on the same.
Let us stop that today.
Before the nature of the conference.
Nature of the conference?
How do you like, on the whole, the nature of the conference?
It's a good idea. The conference should be interesting.
You coming?
I'm trying to come. My wife is at the meeting, so I'm trying to find time and come.
It is on Friday in the morning.
Friday in the morning. No, 3 days, perhaps.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
10:30 Friday begins. About 10:30 in the morning.
10:30.
Or more time.
Yes. It should be a very representative gathering. It's the all time. Very representative.
He's expecting 90 to come.
90 to come. Then it will be a grand surface.
Mm-hmm.
Another room? Another room?
Ram means that Ram Tir.
Ram Tir.
Ram Tir.
Love life. Life for me.
In this booklet? I haven't seen it.
The most wonderful thing is that the shared life comes from matter, and they don't know what matter is. They don't know what matter is. They confess, we don't know what matter is. Yet they say life comes from matter. Not one scientist till today has been able to say what matter is. Rather, they have confessed. You see, they say, I know not what matter is. This even the biggest scientists, they have made this confession.
I was saying that one of the medicines is some intoxicating.
Do you have any other medicines or any of the spirits that the previous doctor recommended? Just
nothing from the elephant.
No, we've given them this morning protein, liquid protein, 1 spoonful in the juice and drinks. You're talking about this morning? And yesterday we gave them glucose and 1 spoonful of liquidly natural herb.
So no allopathic medicines were given?
No, nor were they recommended. They're just, if you want to call them allopathic nutrients, no medicine.
No, but they were those spirits given?
No.
No.
Yesterday, the book being mentioned. That was given. You can bring a ball in if you want. Yesterday, barley water in the morning with a little bit of compound. And after that, some cough developed. And then the doctor came and they gave some of that medicine with monthly juice.
Which medicine?
The Ayurveda.
Achha.
I don't know what it is. Grape, and then he had grape, glucose, and whey. And then he had this vitamin here, this one. And then he had some more medicine with muscle injuries. And that was it. Yes, sir.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, this is
Vitamins.
There isn't even a message record.
Well, one thing, Shrivala, even after fasting for a long time, even some sugar, it
Can
make a complication. The system, the glucose, and then the sweet juices, the fruit juices, this may make a little complication.
Yeah, this morning he had great glucose and a one spoonful of instant protein. That would have been really energetic.
This is not a spoon of vitamins or something else?
Yes, there is
no
alcohol. There is no alcohol.
Well, we can use the same for probably who the speakers are.
So, you're called by the Sri Prabhupada and many scientists from Delhi University.
I think that
so who will speak? Who will be the speakers?
I think Dr. Mishra is coming to speak. And Dr. Mishra, is that right, Philip? Part 3. I haven't spoken to him myself. He's going to be speaking on Sunday.
Where is he from?
He's from Delhi University of
Mishabhavan.
Oh no, he's from the AIINS, the All India Institute of Medical Science. He's head of biophysics.
I see.
And there was a Dr. Kabor, I believe his name is.
Dr.
Kabor?
Kabor, what is that from here?
From Sri Lanka.
No. Oh, yeah, that was the British. He was... Maybe it was Kibal. Oh, no, here it is. Kapil. He's from Delhi University.
Kapil?
Yes. He's in the botany department.
Botany department.
And
he's going to speak.
He's going to speak.
And there's some opposing.
There was one, yes, I think it was Dr. Mishra who was going to give some ideas of his own that were a little different from ours.
Dr. Mishra from Delhi University?
Yes.
This is Adam?
Yes. Biophysics.
Mm.
He was going to give a talk on the theory of living state.
He's one of those people, you see. From the philosophy department of the Delhi University, are they going to speak?
There is some coming from the philosophy department.
Some coming. How long are they
going to speak?
Right.
There is one who is going to speak on the limitation of science.
Ah.
And I don't know what this name is.
Yes, I saw.
Dr. Ramaya. He's going to speak on the limitation of scientific method.
Scientific method is. Is he a philosopher or a scientist?
What is his name?
Biochemistry.
We are on the time of the science.
Yes, these are all scientists. They're philosophers?
There's one philosopher who's coming.
No, but is any of the philosophers going to speak?
No.
So you will not go to the root of the problem. It will be something superficial.
I mean, we consider the philosophers to be superficial.
That can be a subject for discussion by itself. All the modern scientists are taking to philosophy. Because there comes a stage in scientific investigation, where you cannot but philosophy.
Yes, but the philosophers cannot continue in
what is philosophy? Philosophy is not thinking in depth. Philosophy is systematic thinking. It is systematic thinking. The scientist must be systematic. And
is that? Is that the
yes,
Yes. And the science basically answers Kannadi in the fact that it starts certain assumptions, which by itself is science. Why should it start with certain assumptions? Philosophy is not from itself. Philosophy will attend religion. Why do you believe that matter is ultimate? Why do you believe that space and time are ultimate? Science believes in those assumptions. Philosophy is not taking it for granted. That is systematic thinking. So I tell you, not go to the root of the matter. It will be just to superficial.
We are trying to apply both.
Yes. As a matter of fact, there is no waterfront here. They are not simply apart from each other. They are subject to science. Science penetrates into philosophy.
But the root of the problem practically is whether the root of the problem practically is whether life comes from matter or matter comes from life. And that is the basic thing.
That is the basic thing. But the philosopher will ask the question. You must first be very clear in your mind about these basic concepts. What is life and what is matter? You may have some idea about life. Because we are life also, we have some experience, some idea. But what is matter? No scientist has any clear
matter.
No scientist has any
clear matter. Matter has no consciousness.
Matter has no consciousness. But what exactly it is? And you see, I tell you, matter has no consciousness. This is also an assumption. The analysis matter has revealed to the scientist, the physicist, you see, that what remains in the ultimate analysis is at least not matter.
When you combine matter together, it just gives some reaction.
True, but the question remains.
Soda.
Soda.
Soda. Makes sense.
Yes, that's
true. That
is
matter.
It can give some dead effect.
Yes, it has no sense.
Another form of matter, that is all.
Yes. It's hard matter. That is matter. You can take matter and see the body is visible. Next, heart with water and put it into fire and then make a vision. But matter ultimately is an
Yes.
Matter cannot harm mind. Neither consciousness nor intellect.
He's saying you are strained by this philosophical discussion we're having.
No. It's nonsense that matter gives life. That is one. Matter has no. Matter spreads. Life is superiorness. For I am. This matter illuded. It's a subjective thing. Very long dark. That is actually governing the whole universe. We are defied this uprising for us. We are not accepted. The scientists are speculators. Oh God. Here I am, me. A material sitting.
Really
thinking.
Thinking. So they are getting free transportation.
Okay.
For all invited guests, food, lodging, and transportation between Delhi and Agra, our conference site will be arranged free of charge. So these are all confirmations.
Uh-huh.
People's signatures.
Oh, I see.
What are you doing here?
We are giving free transportation, lodging, and
free transportation from Delhi, not from other places.
No, just Agra and Delhi.
Agra and Delhi.
Hey, everyone is invited from these two places.
Mm-hmm.
These have been mailed in, or are they flowers?
These are mailed in.
These are mailed in flowers?
Yes.
Mm. These have been posted.
We expect to have about 150.
Anyway, it's going to be an interesting thing.
Yes.
Because of his kind and beloved.
I think this is the first conference you've had at least?
Yes.
This is the first in the world.
First in the world.
All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
They brought you a big plate of fruits and things from Tehran.
This is a pre-publication copy of our first magazine in Persian.
This is the name of it here?
Yes. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness. They can do very good things for the world if they simply have knowledge of what to do. So we're trying to preach to intelligent people.
Yeah.
what intrusion takes her. The ordinary man is ordinary. There you follow. Bhagavad Gita is meant for Radhus. Not for coolies. Young Radhus Sayogi. Not for so called local. Rang vivas kase yuvam prasama. Yashi yin sati. Bhagavad Gita should be taught to such a rival. And in Jayaka, again, Atreya is. You follow?
Yes.
This is a good chance that you have not connection with your own family. And if you turn them to safety, then the work is successful. Ama vivasati yuvam prasamano. Not that third-class coolies that understand what is Bhagavad Gita. The same building I went to see.
Yes, yes. That building now is a restaurant. We have many people every night come to take the shower. About 70 to 100 people come.
What do you supply?
What do you supply? We give them one thali, two vegetables, jar, rice, salad.
One thali? Thali?
One full thali.
Plate.
Thali of
thali.
And sweet. And then we give them some herbal tea and dessert. And sometimes fruits.
They like it.
They like it very much. Nandrani Prabhu and Dayananda Prabhu are managing.
They are working today, eh?
They are working very hard.
Yes, they are very good. What do you charge?
About 16 rupees, 15 tomas.
For one,
very little price. It's very small.
For one plate?
Very reasonable price. But many people give donations. And many of them take the books. We have your books. They take and they read it. And we love it.
That's it?
High class? Very intelligent, educated.
A low class? They partake at good roti.
Yes.
They cannot come to be destroyed.
No.
Some people even come, higher class people, and work their service
in the restaurant.
In the restaurant. They wash dishes, they serve tables. They engage them in bhakti yoga.
The name of the restaurant, Govinda.
So you make good profits.
It's your nutrition profit. They respect you a lot.
Mm.
The royalty respects you, the businessman respects you. They really respect
you. That seems to be reason. Very high.
There was this Persian boy who was translating Bhagavad Gita. He had come with me last month to Vrindavan to have your darshan. Then you had gone to London.
Anyway, things are going nice for all of us, you know. You have got this Parthians religion, and he has got the African. Black and white.
It's open for a few days.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Javan Devar Kataksi. Javan Bodhisattva. Jewel. Tichiki Bodhisattva. Our government, Jah Deve, Moriya Vasi, no. Moriya is it?
No, should it be?
Aye. Material, alcoholic. Very common.
It is important.
Persia.
You should come and visit us in the Prabhupada.
I'm ready to go immediately.
Yes. You will come to the Prabhupada. Millions of people waiting for you.
And now you have to take a bundle of bones. I'm ready to go. Vagnila Bone.
Bone of fleshly body is divine, Srila Prabhupada.
Bone is inseparated from life. Here, by example,
bad tragedies you come from, right? Bad tragedies. Ingenious, lazy. How my lazy. Why do 80% people love me?
They respect your philosophy, Srila Prabhupada. They understand the philosophy. They respect the philosophy. They respect chanting. They see that your boys are pious and they're chanting the names of God and they're doing wonderful things and they respect it. They see your books. Wonderful philosophy, always glorifying God. They respect God. They're religious.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that nobody else is doing this.
I said, they are Indians and they attack like Mohammedans. They fled from Bosnia to India.
And they come regularly. Some of them come every night to take the shot. Respectful, very, very nice party who have come back from India.
Oh, some of them want me.
They have come back because they have very good jobs and government is encouraging them to come back.
Hmm.
So they come back.
Very good.
And actually, Persians have very high philosophy, but they don't have no one who will engage them in devotional service. And the most intelligent ones see that you are actually engaging people in devotional service. And there's no one in Iran, despite their high philosophies, who is engaging anybody in devotional service. So they see the results, and that's why they respect you.
Oh, as soon as they get opportunity, I send them off and meet them. Thank you very
all over the world who are rulers, because they are the closest friends of King Khalid of Saudi Arabia, King Hussein of Jordan, King Constantine and Queen Tina of Greece. They know all over the world this whole set of rulers who have great opulence and great intelligence, simply lack spiritual knowledge, they lack guidance, they lack Brahmins. Instead they have common ministers who simply want to have the same opulence as they have. But these are the people, they can change the world.
Yeah.
We can only give them philosophy.
Yeah.
They can do the
this is then our mission. Very good. Now you have started your own business.
Thank you.
Mm.
Give you a blessing. the business is not important, but it is a medium for Krishna consciousness. My secretary is already a devotee, and the other people are also becoming interested. The goal is to have a Krishna conscious group working in the society.
Go very slowly. Never mind. You are a young man. Long chant.